Item 19, from Corporation Counsel submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item is also considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Attorney Grady, there were a couple of items that you said were appropriate for comment in open session.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do want to just highlight a couple things real briefly. Number 12 is the so-called sick allowance payment case. This has to do with the formula that applies to the payment of sick allowance at retirement when active employees retire. And in the Court of Appeals decision in this case, in the lower court decision as well, the courts had ruled against the county's practice of applying the formula that applied to the position the employee held at the time of retirement. So in other words, if an employee was a union employee for most of their career but then was a non-union employee for the last 5 years, we applied the formula that applied to non-union employees if that's what they were when they retired. And the courts have said, no, we have to make an allocation. We apply the formula for their union service and the union formula to that service, and then the formula for non-union service to their time as a non-union employee. And that results in a slightly increased payment to various employees. There are four plaintiffs here in these four cases. There are other people that this will apply to in the future. The county board had authorized and the county executive had authorized the filing of a petition for review in the Supreme Court to try and review the Court of Appeals decision, but we were told last week the Supreme Court has declined to take the case. So we now will be implementing the Court of Appeals decision, calculating the payments, and then there will be requests for attorney's fees from the attorneys to the court in these cases, and the court will have to make those decisions. So the cases will not technically be done because it will be attorney's fees awards, but I don't anticipate anything back for you other than maybe an informational report. There will be no action item for you in the future on these cases. I've added two cases at the end of the list. Number 18 is Orlowski versus Milwaukee County. As it says, this is a case involving the death of an inmate in 2007 at the House of Correction. It was just filed very recently, and outside counsel through the mutual has been assigned to handle the case. It will probably be on your list now for a couple of years is my guess, unless something unusual happens, but it's a federal court case and it doesn't normally happen quickly. The last case is just going to make an appearance once, and then it will be back off the list. This is a case involving a mental commitment. Our office prosecutes involuntary mental commitments. And in this case, the question was whether a person who is a subject of such a commitment is entitled to a jury of 12. The statute provides for a jury of 6 and allows for 5 of those 6 to be enough to make a decision. But the argument was it was a violation of the constitutional right to not have a jury of 12. There was also an argument about whether the subject waived that right. Eventually, this case went to the Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the statute and in favor of Milwaukee County that a jury of 12 is not required in this type of an action. It is a civil action. It's not a criminal action. And so they affirmed our position. Colleen Foley in our office handled this case and argued it in front of the Supreme Court. And I was hoping that she could be here just to maybe get some accolades, but she unfortunately is out of town to go visit her mother for her 80-something birthday. So, but we just wanted you to know about the case and, frankly, to crow a little bit about it.
Very good. Seeing no other questions or comments, stand adjourned.